speaking quietly so that no one would hear, Harry told the other two about Snape's sudden, sinister desire to be a Quidditch referee.
"Don't play," said Hermione at once.
"Say you're ill," said Ron.
"Pretend to break your leg," Hermione suggested.
"Really break your leg," said Ron.
"I can't," said Harry. "There isn't a reserve seeker. If I back out, Gryffindor can't play at all."
At that moment, Neville toppled into the common room. How he had managed to climb through the portrait hole was anyone's guess, because his legs had been stuck together with what they recognised at once as the leg locker curse. He must have had to bunny hop all the way up to Gryffindor Tower. Everyone fell over laughing, except Hermione, who leapt up and performed the counter curse. Neville's legs sprang apart, and he got to his feet, trembling.
"What happened?" Hermione asked him, leading him over to sit with Harry and Ron. "Malfoy," said Neville shakily. "I met him outside the library. He said he'd been looking for someone to practice that on." "Go to Professor McGonagall," Hermione urged Neville. "Report him."
Neville shook his head.
"I don't want more trouble," he mumbled. "You've got to stand up to him, Neville," said Ron. "He's used to walking all over people, but that's no reason to lie down in front of him and make it easier."
"There's no need to tell me I'm not brave enough to be in Gryffindor. Malfoy's already done that," Neville choked out. Harry felt in the pocket of his robes and pulled out a chocolate frog, the very last one from the box Hermione had given him for Christmas. He gave it to Neville, who looked as though he might cry. "You're worth 12 of Malfoy," Harry said. "The Sorting Hat chose you for Gryffindor, didn't it? And where's Malfoy? In stinking Slytherin." Neville's lips twitched in a weak smile as he unwrapped the frog.
"Thanks, Harry. I think I'll go to bed. Do you want the card? You collect them, don't you?"
As Neville walked away, Harry looked at the famous wizard card. "Dumbledore again," he said. "He was the first one I ever..." He gasped. He stared at the back of the card. Then he looked up at Ron and Hermione.
"I've found him," he whispered. "I've found Flamel. I told you I'd read the name somewhere before. I read it on the train coming here. Listen to this. Dumbledore is particularly famous for his defeat of the dark wizard Grindelwald in 1945, for the discovery of the 12 uses of dragon's blood, and his work on alchemy with his partner Nicholas Flamel." Hermione jumped to her feet. She hadn't looked so excited since they'd gotten back the marks for their very first piece of homework.
"Stay there," she said,
and she sprinted up the stairs to the girls' dormitories. Harry and Ron barely had time to exchange mystified looks before she was dashing back, an enormous old book in her arms.
"I never thought to look in here," she whispered excitedly. "I got this out of the library weeks ago for a bit of light reading."
"Light?" said Ron. But Hermione told him to be quiet until she'd looked something up and started flicking frantically through the pages, muttering to herself. At last she found what she was looking for.
"I knew it! I knew it!"
"Are we allowed to speak yet?" said Ron grumpily. Hermione ignored him.
"Nicholas Flamel," she whispered dramatically, "is the only known maker of the Sorcerer's Stone."
This didn't have quite the effect she'd expected.
"The what?" said Harry and Ron. "Oh, honestly, don't you two read? Look, read that. There."
She pushed the book toward them, and Harry and Ron read, "The ancient study of alchemy is concerned with making the Sorcerer's Stone, a legendary substance with astonishing powers. The stone will transform any metal into pure gold. It also produces the elixir of life, which will make the drinker immortal. There have been many reports of the Sorcerer's Stone over the centuries, but the only stone currently in existence belongs to Mr. Nicholas Flamel, the noted alchemist and opera lover. Mr. Flamel, who celebrated his 665th birthday last year, enjoys a quiet life in Devon with his wife, Perronel, 658.